Hi, Michael Chaney here with the Story campaign. Now, using stories is one of the best ways to make commissions. It really is. If you can get into a great story with a good hook, a good angle, a personal angle, connecting to yourself, connecting to the vendor, tying it together to the prospect's state of mind and the prospect situation, you are really going to get great results. And that's what this campaign is all about. So what we did is we spotted a powerful vendor story. The vendor had a great story that we just ripped straight from the sales letter. We didn't copy word for word what they were saying, but we took that story, the angle that was on the sales letter, which is a great place to start. If you've not done so already, make sure you devour and go through the core modules of this program, Seven Figure Affiliate System, because we've going to great detail on how to craft the perfect stories that maximize your commissions. But what we did is we went into that sales letter, we spotted this story, and we're like, let's use that for our entire campaign. And what we did is we amplified that story and we repeated it back to prospects so that it really hit on the trigger points, got them to buy in masses, and really amplified those psychological pain points and desire points to get them to take action. We also built a lot of excitement and urgency, which I'll talk to you about as well. And as I say, we maxed out on that twin powers of pain and pleasure. You have pain, which will basically force people into action. Nobody will buy anything unless they're in a position of discomfort, right? If you're happy with your current house, it's big enough, it's warm enough, it's close enough to, you know, to travel around so you can travel to places to and fro, whatever. It's big enough for your family and everything. You're not going to move, right? But if the house is leaking, if it leaks, if you've got broken windows, if you're embarrassed of posting pictures of it, if it's much smaller than your neighbors and that affects you, if you've got to travel 5 hours to get into work or whatever it is, if you've got a lot of discomfort, comfort or pain, you're going to do something to move, right? So pain is a big motivator. It's a big pushing motivation. It gets people off their ass to realize they've got to do something to change their situation. Pleasure is a pulling emotion, right? That's what people get drawn towards. And if you combine these two powers, you have something very, very effective at getting people to take action. Now, we're not using these like some kind of Dark Lord, Sith Lord, Darth Vader, right? What we're doing is we're using this to affect change. You've got to make sure that you're ethical and moral in this so that when you're promoting a product or an offer, that it will actually help people improve their lives and get them from A to B in a quicker way. If it will do that, then it's fair game for you to use these powers of pain and pleasure to get people to take action because you're actually helping them, okay? So this was the offer. The great story was this newbie, it was basically a newbie, right? Started out as a newbie and he went on to make a ton of money very, very quickly and he shows people what to do. So he's not some guru expert, he's just a beginner that basically found something that worked, right? So these are the messages that we went with for this campaign. Firstly, what's the deal with this newbie making $8,032 in 7 days? We just came out and said it, right? We just came straight out and said it. Now, this worked really well for a number of reasons. One, it has three key components in it. One, it speaks directly to newbies because this was a newbie. Number two, it has a very specific amount. This is a lot better than saying, what's the deal with this newbie making a ton of money in 7 days, right? The more specific you can be, the more curiosity you're going to evoke and the more action people will take. So what's the deal with this person making some money is nowhere near as good as what's the deal with this newbie targets the individual that's reading it. Making $8,032 makes it very specific, believable and achievable in 7 days, appeals to people wanting to do things fast in a simple and easy way, right? So we use this to great effect. Next, the newbie who became a rich affiliate. Again, we're just tapping into where people are at and who they are and what they want to become. And you could use this in any market, right? The beginner angler who became a world champion, who caught world record breaking bass, right? Or the beginner golfer who struck a hole in one with a piece of wood or whatever, right? You mirror back the story of where they are and who they are and then what their desired outcome is. And that's what we did in this instance. Next, he was broke and addicted to shiny objects. Brackets. What happened next changed everything. Now, yes, this is, hands up, one of those clickbait type headlines. You know, wait until you see what happens on page 7 or look at these 7 pictures of women in bikinis. You won't believe number 6, right? Yet, they work, right? They work. As long as you can pay them off and link it to the promotion, you can use this, right? So again, this is all story-based. We're not talking about a product at this point, right? We're talking about an individual who people can relate to, who our prospects can relate to, because many of them are beginners and newbies, right? So by saying, look, he was a newbie, he was broke, he was addicted to shiny objects, right? He was just hopping from one thing to the next. They're like, oh, that's me. I do that. I'm like that. This is me. And then, but what happened next changed everything. He made this money, became a rich affiliate. Like, wow, I've got to read this. What did he do? It's the story that pulls that in. It's the story that makes that happen. And again, what we're doing here is we're using these words as units of currency to buy attention. Buy attention, right? If you use the wrong words in your campaigns, you won't get attention, you won't get opens, you won't get clicks, and you won't get sales. Next, newbie breaks down how he made $8,032 in 7 days. Like, if you're a newbie and you're broke, or a newbie and you're struggling, how are you not going to read it? It is impossible for you to pass that by. You're like, oh, I'm going to have to read this. Like, what did he do? Tell me what he did, right? Holy crap, this newbie made $8,032 in a week. Now, by this point, you might think, haven't you said this enough? We are ramming this home, okay, with multiple emails, multiple different channels, messages on social media, putting this all over the place, because we want to drill down into this story and really show people that, yes, he was a newbie, and this is how much money he made, and this is the time period in which he made that money, okay? We want to get everybody's attention who fits that profile in our prospect list. Next, don't blame me if this makes you 8K a week. Now, the don't blame me if is a great message that you can use for any campaign in any product in any niche. Don't blame me if you get a hole in one with this new golf tactic. You know, don't blame me if you catch more fish in one session than you have in your entire life. You know, don't blame me if you get a six pack in 2 months instead of 2 years. You know, don't blame me if people start hating you at the gym because you can lift heavier weights than they can, right? It's a great way to get attention, and it really infers that there's something inside that message that they need to see that's going to do that, right? And there is. It's clicking the link, right, and going to buy the product. Next, deadline day, FAQ. Now, I want to talk to you about this one in detail. This is a great thing to do. We do this regularly in our campaigns. Towards the end of the campaign, what's going to happen is you're going to have people sitting on the fence. You're going to have people, yes, that bought, the early adopters, but the vast majority of people won't decide until the last day. They're sitting on the fence. They're not quite sure. That's why we go very often with a frequently asked questions message on the last day. Now, the way that you need to structure this is very, very critical. Every question needs to be a specific thing that people will be thinking or asking, or an objection that's stopping them from buying. The next thing is you must answer all the questions with yes. And if you cannot answer them with yes, you need to reframe them. Okay, so let's just go through this. Question, I am a newbie, can I do this? Yes. Trevor, the creator of Affiliate Directive, was a newbie not long ago. It's designed for people at all levels. I am not super techie. Can I make money with this? Yes. The system is designed to be easy to put into action so everyone can make money. Next, I am time crunched. Can this still work? Yes. The system, you get it, right? You get the idea. Last one, I chase shiny objects. Will this help? Yes. Trevor was chasing shiny objects until he discovered this method and finally started making money. Discover how he went from newbie shiny object chaser to making 8K a week. Link, buy. So these are the common objections that people face in this market. I'm not technical. I'm a newbie. I don't have much time. Will it work? Right, so you'll have common objections in your marketplace. Right, let's just say you're growing prize sunflowers. I'm picking a niche out of my ass here. Right, prize sunflowers. The objections are going to be, for example, what if I'm in a climate that doesn't get much sunshine? What if I work, you know, away from home for 2 weeks at a time? Is the sunflower going to die? What if I'm and living inside in an apartment? Will this work for me? What if I've never grown a plant before? And so on, right? So the most common objections, that's what you're going to address in that FAQ on deadline day to get all those fence sitters off the fence. More messages that we sent out. Next, crank up your commissions before the year is over. So this particular campaign was running towards the end of the year, so we were able to really emphasize, look, the year's nearly up, make sure you turn it around quickly. best money method for newbie affiliates. Now, this works great, particularly if you can do it related to a year, right? So best money method for newbie affiliates in, and then the year, right? Or best golf method in, you know, for newbie golfers in blah, 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 right? It makes it current, specific to their specific need, specific to the niche. People want to take action on that. Next, last chance for this 8K per week system. So again, we're telling people, we're just being upfront. Sometimes people are really kind of cryptic with their messages and their campaigns, like, PS, or by the way, or hey, or can I talk to you, right? These kind of emails, these kind of mysterious curiosity type emails, they're okay. They can get attention. But when it comes to the deadline, tell people you've got a freaking deadline. Right, tell them that time is running out. You've got 2 hours left. You've got 1 hour left. You've got 30 minutes left. This is your last chance, right? And this is what we did. We drove that urgency home and very, very, very well highlighted the time that they had left. And if they didn't jump on this quickly, they would miss out. So what happened? Well, a few days into this, we jumped in and we were number three on the leaderboard. But as I've explained, we went through, we were sending a lot of messages out. We were hitting different pain points, the twin powers of pain and desire. We were telling that story, that powerful story of a newbie over and over again. And we kept emphasizing the deadline, the impending deadline. And obviously we used that FAQ to get fence sitters off the fence. And what happened is we won the contest. We came top of the leaderboard. We won a ton of money in prizes. We made tons and tons of money in commissions. And it was another very, very strong campaign. So that was the story campaign, and you can use this in any niche to promote any product. What we did again was spot powerful vendor story, right? Spot the story from the sales letter or the offer, amplify that and repeat it back to prospects, build that excitement and urgency, tell them about deadlines, and use those twin powers of pain and pleasure. I look forward to seeing your success story using this story campaign.